Then 4 and 5, in dependence upon rapture, arises pacification or calm. This is a higher stage still. In Sanskrit, this is prashrabdhi, or in Pali prasaddhi, and it literally means calming down or pacification. And it's so called because in this stage, there is a calming down, a pacification of the physical side effects of rapture. The hair no longer stands on end. The body no longer feels, as it were, flooded. Not because the rapture has become less, but because it has become more. Because it has become greater, because your spiritual experience has expanded, has become profounder. So you can, as it were, contain it and assimilate it better. It doesn't, as it were, overflow on the physical plane, the physical level. There's a comparison given here. It is said that it's like an elephant stepping down into a small pond. You all know how big an animal an elephant is. Well, if it steps down into a small pond to take its bath, say a pond not much bigger than this table, what happens? All the water splashes out at the sides. But if the elephant, it said, goes down into a great river and lowers itself down at the edge, there's hardly a ripple. So the elephant descending to the pond is like one's experience of ecstasy. There's a great external physical disturbance. Because of one's own limited experience and practice. But the elephant going down into the great river with hardly a ripple is like one's experience of prashrabdhi or prasati, the calming down, the pacification, where one's spiritual experience has expanded, become more ample, so that even though the rapture, the ecstasy is there, all absorbed and contained within, internally, it doesn't show itself in these various physical manifestations or innovations in the nervous system and so on.